you're slow to die home. You can pray for God, don't expect a hand, cause but I do. You got to understand, the time when you were over, so many walk around.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. We are broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. We are a local radio station. We support local and independent artists. And it's that time. It is 5 o'clock, so we're just waiting for the band to get ready there. Tino G's Dumpster Machine is in the house to do something for us. So momentarily, we will get started. All right, I'm going to see what they want to do here because I'm ready. And let's just put this on for a second and we'll go from there.
The way that you walk with me, I can lean on your shoulder. I like the way that you talk with me. We can talk things over. We can make things better.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. It is that time, folks. Live in the studio, we have the band Tino G's Dumpster Machine. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Hello, Scott.
Yeah. All right, we are ready for liftoff, sir.
All right, baby.
Let's do it.
Are you ready, Dearborn? Are you ready, WHFR? Are you ready, planet Earth? We're just waiting for our drummer, Johnny B, to sit down at the drums there.
They're putting their tracks in list.
Here on the show,
he's got to get his sheet music in the right
drummer,
order.
Mr. Jeremy Knaus, he was a bit under the weather, so
okay,
couldn't make the show today, but we're excited to have Johnny B on the drums.
He'll do, right?
Yeah. So the folks are going to be able to listen in to like a real jam session here today.
Sounds like a plan, definitely. All right.
All right, so we are on the air there, fellas.
All right, so why don't you tell us real quick about that show coming up, Tino, while we're waiting.
The next show live is Friday, January 25. We're going to be at Callahan's in Auburn Hills, and we're going to be supporting our new CD. It's called Low Flying. And we've got a real good friend of ours and a super talented vocalist, Mr. Brandon Calhoun, is going to be on the show with us. So it's a great double bill, Dumpster Machine and Brandon Calhoun, Friday night in Auburn Hills at Callahan's, the 25th of January.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I think the fellas are ready.
Think so?
Yeah.
All right.
This is called I've Been a Witness to Some Funky Business. In the alleyways, motel rooms too. You'll know when it's coming, baby. It's coming straight for you. I seen it in Detroit and Mississippi too. You'll know when it's coming. It's gonna give you the blues. I've been a witness to some funk. Going down tonight, and it's all right. I've been a witness to funky business. I've been a witness, yeah, to funky business. Well, you know it comes on quick, baby. They can steal your dreams. They take your money, they crack the clean machine. You'll know when it's coming, it comes real hard. There's gonna be some funky business in the big bone yard. I've been a witness to some funky business in my time. It's alright. We'll be right back. been winning.
Yeah, this is live from Studio J with Tino G's Dumpster Machine. Live in the studio for our listening pleasure, leading off with the first track from their latest Low Flyin' on Funky D Records. All right. So, you have a couple of guest stars on this as well, don't you?
Yeah, we were able to have a few people that just sort of fell into place, came into town at the time and wanted to be down with us. Brother Wayne Kramer from the MC5 is on a couple songs on the album. We've got the Vandellas singing backup on a couple things.
Nice.
And a lot of great people. Jimmy Bones is on keyboards. So many good friends of ours. Dave McMurray's playing sax on some things. I know I'm leaving somebody out, but...
Robert Bradley?
Yeah, Robert Bradley. How could I forget Robert? Yeah, we have a nice duet we do together. And we had just finished up Robert Bradley's album on Funky D, so...
Okay, so that's coming out soon?
It's out. It's been out, yeah. Okay. It's called Down in the Bend on Funky D. Okay. And that's a great record. Robert's a great talent. We just finished John Sinclair's last two records. We're actually cutting a couple Johnny B tunes tomorrow. We're busy, man, down in the funk bunker making music. So
awesome. So yeah. Plenty more good stuff to look forward to.
Yes, sir. We did the Horse Cave Trio's last record too. That was a real good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to get them on one of these days.
Yeah, so Low Flyin' is the name of the Dumpster Machine album. You can get it at funkydrecords.com or on iTunes or anywhere that, records are downloaded. Or at the live show.
That would be the best place to get it, wouldn't it?
The best place, yeah.
A week from tomorrow, correct?
Week from tomorrow. Callahan's, come on out.
All right. With Brandon Calhoun, that sounds like a great lineup.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Worth it. All right, let's do another one.
You got it. This one was inspired by Edie Sedgwick. And, some people will know who that is, some won't. But it's called The Factory Built Her Blues Machine. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Well, your machine's so wicked, baby. Honey, please let me ride sometime. Your machine's so wicked, baby. Honey, please let me ride sometime. She said, no, sure, it's a good show. It's guaranteed. But the factory, She got that lap in a poster. She got that mysterious smile. She on the cover of Vogue magazine. A big star, but she walks in the scene. The factory brand new news machine. Come on, man.
Late great Edie, Chow Edie. All right.
Yeah, Edie had a tough way to go there. She was one of the, you know, dead by 27 club, I think.
Yeah. Too young, way too young.
Yeah. Superstar, but came and went quick. But we love her anyway.
Yeah, she'll live on in our hearts, right?
Well, I think Bob Dylan wrote Like a Rolling Stone about her. That's what I heard.
Did he?
So, yeah.
Okay.
They were kind of going out there for a minute, you know, back in the day. And I think she was the inspiration for that song.
She's been the inspiration for more than one song. Yeah,
definitely.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Why don't we keep it going? What do you got for us now, sir?
Well, this next one is, this was an old song written back in 1921. We figured out our own version of it. Was originally done by a blues guy out of Texas, Blind Lemon Jefferson. And he wrote some great songs, man. And this was one of them. Blind Lemon got caught in a snowstorm down in Texas in a really bad blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he got disoriented in the snow and being blind, you know, he found a tree and he hung on to it, man, to try to make it through the night. And unfortunately, they found him the next day, like pretty much encased in ice, just hanging on to that tree, right?
Mm.
Serious blues stuff there, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, this is our version of his song. It's called Won't You Please See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Yeah. Alrighty. Have you kept clean now, baby.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, your mic cut out completely. Sorry about that.
I could tell.
It
was going off and on for a while there, but then it finally died. I guess we're just too groovy for the mic.
That's right. All right. I give you a choice. Do you want to do that one again?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's up to you, sir.
No, I mean, we did it, and it's in the ozone. You know?
All right, that's cool. Okay. Yeah,
but we got another one we can do. It's called I'm a Junkie for Your Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that then.
You got it.
You're listening to Live from Studio J with Tino G's Dumpster Machine. And the tracks that you're hearing so far, they're pretty much off of their latest one, Low Flyin'. All right.
That's the new record, man, on Funky D. We want everybody to go pick it up. It can change your life.
That's right.
That's right.
Life will not be complete until you have this in your hands.
If you're suffering from psoriasis, if you have an aching back, if your joints are hurting, if your wig's popping out, if you're having all kinds of trials and tribulations back at the crib, just go to the store and get that record and say, listen, I'm the tail dragger, the backdoor man, the gangster of love, the pharmacist of funk, and I need me some low-flying, baby.
Shades of Peter Wolf there, I think.
Oh, well, you know. Spent a few nights with that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good man, yeah. Detroit's his second home. Everybody knows that.
There was a lot of bands back in the day. We were their second home.
Yeah. And Johnny B's toured with all those bands, too. When B was with Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels and the Rockets, they played with everybody pretty much, from The Who to Jay Giles to ZZ Top.
I saw them open up for Kiss back at Olympia Stadium in 78.
Kiss, yeah. That was a big show.
Yeah.
I heard the Rockets stole the show, too. Nobody even wanted to hear Kiss when the Rockets were done.
That was not an easy band to open up for back then. They did Detroit proud. They did.
Absolutely, man.
Cool. Speaking of, why don't, if you don't mind, let's go around the room and introduce ourselves proper.
That'd be great. I'm bass guitar and vocals, Mike Smith, the one and only.
Hello, Detroit.
Yeah. And you know Johnny B's on the drums over here, the one and only backdoor man himself, Mr. Johnny B.
Hello, Motor City.
On lead guitar, tearing it up, Mr. Carlton Washington.
Yeah.
Hello, WHFR.
And my name is Tino G. We are the Dumpster Machine. We're glad to be here.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking before the show started, and you wanted to mention something about jail guitar doors.
Yeah, well, Wayne Kramer started a nonprofit organization called Jail Guitar Doors, and the purpose is to put guitars in the hands of convicts and inmates in prisons throughout America for rehabilitation purposes, because music is really a magical thing. It has real strong, you know, rehabilitational powers. And, you know, in this country, we warehouse prisoners. I mean, that's basically what they do. They lock them up. We have more guys in prison now than any time, and, you know, more than any other countries. And, you know, the prisons are overcrowded, and they're building more and more of them. So it's like, okay, what's the point of all this? Someday some of these guys get out, and they're back in society, and you don't want their prison experience to just ruin them to where they get out, and they're hostile and angry and want to, you know, be violent.
Mm-hmm.
So humanizing them through music is a really good thing. And, you know, so Wayne's from Detroit, as you all know, the MC5. And we got it going in Detroit for the first time last spring at the Ryan Reentry Facility in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there with some of our other teachers from Detroit. And I'll tell you what, man, I saw it with my own eyes. You know, the first day, there's all these guys in orange jumpsuits just kind of glaring at you, you know, and they're all in for life too. Our class, everybody was a lifer. So, you know, they made some bad choices. By the end of the first session, we were laughing and singing tunes together, and, you know, they were feeling like they could be part of something, you know, and it was moving. I was very moved by it. So people should donate to it. It's jailguitars.org. Read about it, learn about it, and you'll come away from it a better person.
Sounds like a wonderful cause.
Yeah.
Music can bring anyone together.
Absolutely.
And guitars instead of guns, right?
Right, right. Well, one guy, he's in for murder, and he goes, when you go around, you know, the room with the microphone, everybody's getting to know one another, and he goes, my first instrument was a gun. He goes, I want my new instrument to be a guitar. And I thought, man, you just wrote a song right there. That's like some Johnny Cash type stuff, you know?
Yeah. Or even Wayne Kramer could relate to that. So.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good thing, and I'm happy to have been a part of that, and there'll be more in the future.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So check that out, jailguitardoors.org.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, let's do another one.
Well, speaking of jail, we're going to do one now. It's called Kicking Down the Walls. And this is brand new. We just wrote it, and we're happy to play it for you. So this is
kind of a world premiere, man.
Kind of a world premiere, absolutely. You know, and we're real proud to share it with you. We'll see what you think. It's called Kicking Down the Walls to Your Heart. Please don't tell me you don't love me anymore. Your mama went and warned you not to start. Listen here, my dear, I'm gonna whisper in your ear. Kicking down the walls, I could be rolling the star. Kicking down the walls to your heart. I see that restless look in your eye. Honey, yes, I understand why. Tell you those same old lies. No matter what they say, we will while away our days. Kicking down the walls, like a new road in the star. Kicking down the walls to your heart. Well, if looks was money, honey, you'd be a millionaire. I think we should try to find the time. Well, I know the walls protect you from a broken heart. Loneliness is just one shot away. There's a jukebox and some beers. Let's get the hell out of here. Kicking down the walls, like a new world in the star. Kicking down the walls to your heart. Come on, crowd. Walls, like a mural in the star, kicking down the walls to your heart. Well, I've been a friend of trouble, you know it always follows me. Outlaw life ain't what it used to be. Listen here, my dear, I'm gonna whisper in your ear. Kicking down the walls, like a mural in the star. Kicking down the walls, like a mural in the star. Kicking down the walls to your heart.
Woo! Live from Studio J with Tino G's Dumpster Machine. All right. And we're going to check you out at Callahan's, right? A week from tomorrow.
Yes, a week from tomorrow, Callahan's is on South Boulevard in Auburn Hills. Now, they had closed for a while. They just reopened.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have the finest blues and R&B and rock and roll, touring acts coming through there. And mm-hmm. So this will be our first time playing there with the Dumpster Machine.
Okay, I know you've played there before, but
the Howling Diablos, Johnny B and I worked there many times, mm-hmm. and so this is the Dumpster Machine's first time. We played the Wildwood Blues Festivals. They've had a couple of those, and they put mm-hmm. us on those, and it went real well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to play with some like Nick Moss and Samantha Fish and. Speaking of Jay Giles, Magic Dick was on one of those gigs, Jim McCarty.
Okay.
Yeah, really good venue, too. It's out in Lake Orion, the Wildwood Amphitheater.
Okay.
Beautiful. So anyway, we're in the club, so we'll see all of you out there. January 25th, Friday, come on, be somebody, live a little.
All right, sounds like a plan. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we keep it going?
Well, we'd like to do one for you now. This is one of Johnny B's favorites. It's called I Don't Want to Go. And it's got a nice message for all you kids out there. Stay out of trouble. Well, if that devil come get you, tell him I don't want to go. Devil come get you, tell him I don't want to go. If that devil come get you, tell him I don't want to go. Say, I don't want to go. Why don't want to go? Well, I went down to the valley with an empty gun. The devil looked at me, he said, welcome home, son. I looked at old devil and I began to run. I said, I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go. Oh, let's go, boy. Devil pulled up, he said, boy, come on, jump inside. And I looked at that devil and I began to cry. I said, I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go. Oh, come on.
Yeah, live from Studio J with Tino G's Dumpster Machine, playing tracks from their latest Low Flying on Funky D Records.
Yeah, man.
All right.
It's good to be here, by the way, Scott. Appreciate you inviting us on the show. And this is a great thing to have some live rock and roll in the studio and sharing it with the people out there in Michigan and all over through the internet, right? You're online and everything.
Streaming live worldwide.
Beautiful, man. Very cool, very cool.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right, did you want to do some shout-outs? I know you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to shout one out to our hostess with the mostest, Linda Lexi. She'll be our hostess on the show at Callahan's. And she's also the VP at Funky D. And all our good friends and fans that have been supporting us. You know, we're kind of a new band. We've sort of been doing this. Hasn't been that long. So we're having a good time out there. And we just want to tell people you got to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
If I can use this moment to say anything, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Come on, America, let's get it together and love each other.
Maybe.
And I really mean that, too. It's time. We got to do it.
Words of wisdom, definitely. Yeah. All right. Any of you other gentlemen want to do a shout out? Anybody?
No.
No?
Peter J's running sound for us at Callahan's. I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay. Hey, that's a good one.
And Mike Moss, we want to thank him for having us come out there and play. And
Now, is that the original owners or is that somebody different? Oh, okay. So they just took a break and now they're back, huh?
Exactly.
I would like to say happy birthday to Mary Cobra from the Detroit Cobras, who is had her birthday just the other day on the 15th.
She's a bad girl.
That's a good one, B. Mary Cobra, it's her birthday.
She's a bad girl, but we love her.
Yes. Detroit Cobras.
Cool. Happy birthday, Mary.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right. This is called I Almost Played with the Stooges. If you listen to the words, you'll pick up on what it's all about. It's something that happened in my life back in, I was a kid in Detroit, and I got a call to come down to the East Town and play drums with the Stooges. And Iggy showed up, and then they had the saxophone player be the drummer for some weird kind of performance art type moment. But it was still a real thrill to have almost played with the Stooges. And I thought it would be a good song. So
just the fact that you were being considered, that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's a fun song.
Cool.
And it's a true story, so here we go. Telephone rang about 3 p.m. My friend Jimmy Racker was on the other end. Said, Tino, the Stooges got a show at the East Town tonight. And our singer Iggy Pop is getting real uptight because the drummer crashed the van. Smashed his face and broke his hand. Rock and roll is tough. There was people in the back room. They said, get ready, Tino, you're gonna play real soon. Now here's a brand new one, it's called 1969. I said, Mr. Ashton, that song is so fine, but your drummer crashed the van. Smashed his face and broke his hand. Rock and roll is tough and it's
band of all time. You
know I almost played with the Stooges. Oh, oh, true story.
Live from Studio J with Tino G's Dumpster Machine. Almost played with the Stooges.
Yeah, live.
All right. So you played drums when you were younger?
Yeah, yeah. First instrument, fifth grade, you know, without going into my entire fascinating life story here. Yeah, I remember JFK got shot, and this kid came back from the bathroom. And he was crying. Hmm. And the teacher's like, what's the matter? He goes, I just heard the president got shot. You know, I was really little. And the next day, a guy was coming around to all the schools in Detroit where I grew up to see if any kids wanted to play instruments. I thought, well, the least I can do to help my nation is learn the funk.
There you go.
I got a snare drum. Eventually, I started on a hockey puck with some big sticks, you know, mama, dada, learning how to, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a band. I mean, I forget who it was, like a dance band, you know, playing out in the park. And then I started, you know, learning about Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels with Johnny B and Del Shannon and, you know, the Four Seasons. And that whole greaser rock era before the Beatles hit.
Yeah.
Was really what got me hooked, man. And so, yeah, I was a drummer. Jimmy Recco, who played bass in the Stooges, grew up in my neighborhood. And my parents got divorced, and so did his. So we were like the broken home kids, you know.
Mm.
And we hung out a lot. He eventually moved into my basement. My mom said, yeah, he can move in with us. So we started playing together. And I was the drummer. He was the bass player. And one day there was a knock at the door. And I went to the door, and it was Iggy and the Stooges. And, you know, I didn't know them, but I knew who they were. And they came in. They go, where's the guy that lives in the basement that plays bass? We need him. And I go, well, he's not home right now, but I'll tell him. So he ended up getting a gig with the Stooges, Jimmy Recca. And then when their drummer crashed the van under the Viaduct, it's a, you know, famous rock story about, you know, that the ups and downs of a band.
That sounded like that hurt.
Yeah, he broke his hands and face, sheared the top right off the van, you know. So Dave Leone, the legendary booking agent in Detroit, was, if the Stooges don't play tonight, they're finished. So they go, oh, geez, we got to do this gig. So my phone rings. It's, come on down. I'm like, what are you doing? They go, well, we need a drummer at the East Town tonight. So I'm like, Mom, can I go down to the East Town and play with the Stooges? Yeah, get out of here. Anyway, it
good
was
mom.
It's a, there's a lot of moments in that story that would, we would take some time here, but it's a true story, and you never know where life's going to take you, man.
But one way or another, it's all about music.
It's just all good to be here.
Good. Yeah. All right. I think we got time to squeeze in a couple more.
Yeah, I'd like to do a slow blues right now for you, featuring Carlton on guitar. This was a Detroit classic, originally done back in the 40s by Big Maceo Merriweather. It's called the Worried Life Blues. Worry my life anymore. I'm going down to the freight yard. You know, I got to find me a freight train. Cause I know, baby, I am the one to blame. But someday, baby, this is all I got to say to you. Oh, bye-bye, baby. Honey, you know I'm sorry that we're through. Someday, baby, you know I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. No, I'm not, baby. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. You know it hurts me. You know it hurts me deep down inside, though. Someday, baby, honey, you know I ain't gonna worry my life.
Yeah, live from Studio J with Tino G's Dumpster Machine.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We got one we can ride on out the door with, if it's cool.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, little John Lee Hooker for you.
That sounds great.
All right.
Tino, Carlton, Johnny, Mike, thanks again.
Thanks for having us, man. So good to be here. Thank you. Mama Papa don't know what this trouble is. Mama Papa don't know what this trouble is. Mama Papa don't know what this trouble is. They just don't know what it's all about. Well, you know what happened on 3rd and Claremont, baby. You know the fire department couldn't put it out. God bless you. Well, you know what happened on 12th and Claremont, baby. You know the whole National Guard, they could not put it out. They just jumped and shot. Firebombs bursting all around me. Firebombs bursting all around me. Firebombs bursting all around me. And it's much worse, worse than Vietnam. Oh, it was a while. Motor City's burning, baby. Oh, it ain't a thing in the world we can do. I said the Big D is burning down, baby. My hometown is burning down. My hometown burning down to the ground, baby.